I'm ready.
All right. We're joined in the media center by a Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Steve Johnson. Third number one qualifier of the year, 675 with a six. Last night, two more good runs today. You got to feel pretty good heading into eliminations.
We do, and it's exciting because to start from the number one spot, you know, clearly gives you a mental thought. And we try to – I'm from Alabama now, so the Alabama teams are all about preparation, and if you administrate the preparation, then you will enjoy – no, if you understand the preparation and you administrate that into – doing your job, then the results will be everybody's happiness because we're preparing the right way. And when you get number one, clearly you've prepared, maybe not the right way, but you've prepared the best way possible, and it's put a number one. That was all convoluted and stuff. I could come up with a better way of saying that. Nick Saban says it way better in press conference. If we prepare and we all do our job, we'll all love the results. And so that's where we had Larry Dixon's, y'all know Larry Dixon. So Larry Dixon, I had him come in. I paid for him to fly down here and put him up in a hotel. And he's a coach, and I've got coaches everywhere, but he knows how to win, you know, and you know, it's four races to go. We've never felt like they had this opportunity. So to get his perspective, I'm a godfather to his youngest, and we've been best friends for a long time. So it's really cool to have his perspective, you know, and everybody knows that we all shove a bunch of crew guys in a room, and so you know. When you're driving home and you can hear some perspective about a three-time champion winning in the king of the sport of where we're trying to do, trying to race, I think it's kind of an advantage. I really do. I think it's an advantage. The other guys can fall back on their Angelo's had the championships and Matt's had championships. I don't have that, so I'm falling back on three championships in another category. But it's good game, and I think it's going to help.
What's this experience like for you? Everybody's chasing you now. I mean, are you enjoying this ride? Or, I mean, is this exciting for you? Or does it change anything as far as your mindset goes?
My buddy Rusty Gill at home says, you're so tense. You're so tense. You're not having any fun. You know, we used to, as kids, we used to get in trouble hot rodding around on the street. And then we'd go to the drag strip and not really care, but there were girls there, so we'd race, but I mean it was all about, you know, having a beer and, you know, chasing girls or something. It's way different now. It's so different, and it's kind of a bummer because it's a little stressful. I'm trying to be a detail guy, like, you know, the football teams, you know, organized structure, preparation, and all these things, and I understand that, and I see the success it gets those guys and the team, and I want everything happening. So little things happen, and I got upset once, and Larry said, man, you gotta pick your battles and just reel it back. That's not really gonna matter. And I apologized to the crew guy I screamed at, and I just got wound up. So to answer your question, I have so much respect for every competitor. I'm so excited that they're all here, that they're all racing, they're all trying. I've been 33 years or 30 something years. I know what they feel like. I've been there, so I've never been over here. So, but at the same time, my focus is on my guys, my sponsors, and how I drive the motorcycle on Sunday.
You were low of three out of four rounds on one last night. Matt got the money. Bother you at all? Are you still good that you had the best runs when it really counts on the heat of the day?
I'm so excited because I feel like I drove really, really good today. And you all know that there's a big difference between driving a Pro Stock motorcycle and riding. It's two different stories. Your look tells me you don't. So you ride a bull.
I always say you ride a motorcycle.
No, you ride a motorcycle. Yeah, well, I'm all about that. You ride a motorcycle. You get on a Harley and you ride like that. You do not ride. You when you ride a motorcycle, when you ride a pro stock bike, you go into the wall. You miss gear changes. You don't throw your body forward on the launch. You miss shift points. That's riding. You know, that's it. Might as well be the back seat. So when you drive, you're in control, you're proactive, and I feel like we did a good job. When the money came down, I drove bad. The driver didn't show up, the rider did. So very depressing, and I can give you 1,500 reasons why. So yeah, so I'm excited about how I drove for three rounds, Phil, and one round. It was actually good because it taught me when you loosen up a little bit here, there's plenty here to come take what you want.
What kind of advice does a three-time champion like Larry Dixon gives you in the middle of a championship battle?
Wow, that's a cool. There's lots of it. There's lots of it. He talks about consistency, making sure that he wants. I struggle with I used to be like, oh, have fun and rolling around. I can do anything. I laugh with all the competitors and things like that. And I get on the bike and bam, I'd be 005 and it would be nothing. And I don't know where that all went. And I've talked to older people, Snake, even Bernstein in the days. Larry Dixon. When we get older, we have more data, and so we go through the data, you know, and it's like, well, I got to be like this, and so all of a sudden it gets me into the serious mode, and then so I'm serious, but I still personally struggle a little bit with concentration and focus for years, and because it's so much repetition, and for years I had hospitality. We have 70 people here, and I was always worried about the potato salad being hot. You know, and somebody began getting sick at the drag races, and the drag races got him sick, and the drag races made him so they couldn't come into work, and the drag races lost his company. So I was always so engaged at the food being perfect and cold, and then when I saw the potato salad out from the caterers, and it didn't have ice all around it, and I took my heat gun and I bit it, and it was 84 degrees. I'm like, ah! And so I'm staging at Pomona, and I swear to you, this pre-stage light come up, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna. That potato salad was 84 degrees. And that's like, so that stupid stuff still gets, squirrel, you know, that it's the proverbial squirrel thing gets me a little sideways. So Larry, as you'll notice, I do the burnout and we have the quickest routine. We don't lift the rear of the wheelie bar and we don't have the guy or the person going like that. I just line up and go. So it got to be so I was so fast at it. And so Larry's got, slow down, come up to here. A buddy of mine in the drag racing school, Frank Holly's drag racing school, George Bryce taught about your target. So I put this little man on my windscreen, and that little windscreen, or that little man, teaches me to pick a target, which I didn't do Saturday night for the money, for Friday night for the money. So Larry points at it, and I have to stop, and he takes it off there, so I have to think about that. So the squirrel may have just gone by, but I have to go back to the stick man on my windshield and know that I have a job to do. And so that little bit of time from burnout to 6.5 seconds later is very, very important right now. So it's a long question, long answer, but hopefully you got something out of that.
Yeah, thank you.
Come back to the answer in the end.
Yeah. What's the proper temperature?
What was the question?